The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome.
I'm going to get you high today, because it's Friday. You ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
Kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Rip cord in the hot bitch, bitch away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
This is a follow-up from a long time ago. I don't know if you guys even remember the guy who was addicted to hookers who sent us an email months
ago.
They all blended.
Yeah, no, it was back at the beginning of the pandemic. So, a million things have happened since then. He said, I wrote into you guys about my hooker addiction. I was the married guy whose wife doesn't do oral.
Yeah.
So I love it so much, I was buying it.
Mm-hmm.
After listening to you guys talk about how ridiculous that is, I gave it up.
Mm. That's good.
I know it was back in March when I wrote in, so it's been almost 8 months. I never went that long. I even talked to one of the two go-tos, and she asked where I'd been. And I said, you know what? I'm out of that game now. So I never did get caught by my wife like I expected. But now I'm definitely living a happier life with the wife and four kids, and I thank you guys for that. Anonymous.
Yeah. That's good.
That's a funny addiction to beat.
Yeah. Hooker addiction.
Hooker BJ addiction.
I'm 3 months hooker free. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Got a coin? I do. I got a little whore coin.
Look at that whore coin. So how long have you been off the hookers again?
3 months. 90 days.
Wow.
It's been tough, I'm sure.
Oh, you know, man. I miss it sometimes? You get a hankering for a whore.
Don't think about it.
Makes you itch.
Don't think about it.
I can't. Stay positive.
What do you do when you want a whore? Like, how do you get past it?
I masturbate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. I masturbate. Use your hands. And then I watch action movies.
Do they make any gum or anything for that?
They
or?
Do not. No. I wish there was a hooker gum.
Hookerette?
Yeah, hookerette.
Oh, you'd be chomping on that.
Tastes fishy.
I don't remind you.
That is too bad. We don't want hooker flavor.
Hookerette.
Hookerette.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I've got the patch on.
I put my hooker patch on. But hey, that's good. Look, we're changing lives.
Yeah.
We're changing lives.
That's the one time it worked out.
So it's like a category of sex addict, I guess.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. You got that right.
Yeah. But he's specific. Imagine, I think, maybe this is just me. I think if he had have said to his wife months and months ago, hey, listen, I really miss oral. Like, I desperately miss it. Can we do something about that?
That's hilarious to say.
You don't think?
No!
You don't think?
No!
Try to communicate, I guess.
I mean, you can bring it up. I don't know if it's the way Dave presented it.
Yeah, but different way.
I desperately miss oral.
You don't think that's...
We do something.
I know we've been married and you haven't touched my parts like that in 15 years, but I expect...
You I don't just know start. If you say expect. Yeah. That's not a good way to
I don't
it.
Know.
No, expect
if,
is not how
you say. No,
I
just
don't
talk,
see it.
I suppose.
Yeah. I think that a lot of this is because of lack of communication.
Absolutely.
Yeah. If couples were just more honest with each other about their needs and wants, then people may not have to stray.
If you guys really think it has everything to do with just the fact that he wasn't getting oral from his wife, because that's not what it's about.
That may not be it. That could be it, though, Chuck. It could be. He just missed BJ's.
It might have been part of it.
Were they having sex?
I believe they were, but she didn't give oral. And that's what he really missed.
Just bring it up. Just, say something about it. Be like, hey, would you?
I think when you've got stuff like that floating around in your head, you'll find like the excuse for why you do it.
Yeah,
that's what I think it is. I think he's just a sex addict.
Just swaffle her now and again, see if she's
like that.
Probably not. A bold move. Nope. If she's not touching it, then that might get you. Keep booping her with it until she does.
I think the board presentation of "I desperately need" or "I would desperately love" would be much better than
"I just like a man at his wit's end," just at a dinner table, like, "I desperately miss oral. Can we do something about that?"
Yeah. And I do think there's a group of women out there that be like, "Oh, okay, I didn't realize it meant that much to you," or "I didn't realize you."
And then they would
do
it once, and then they
you'd have to keep asking for it. You'd have to keep, "Hey, can we get back on that oral train again?" Remember me desperately missing oral?
Toot, toot.
You have to give a PowerPoint presentation every month.
Put it in your calendar.
Put it in the calendar.
Oral reminder.
Last month, oral received pleasure went increasingly high. This month, oral decreased. Pleasure goes increasingly low.
You get one of those clocks like days since oral.
You know,
like you'd hit reset on it.
Exactly.
Someone said, "Fillate me, whore." No, that is not Dave Hunter 20.
I didn't say that, and that's not how I would ever expect anyone to say it. You say that to someone, then listen, you get what you deserve.
Yeah.
I don't say that.
But just listen, our advice a lot of times is just speak to your partner. Just be honest with them, and maybe it won't work out. Maybe you will have to get it from a whore. But
we have four kids, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe she doesn't have a lot of BJ time.
Probably not.
But sometimes you have to make time.
Right.
Off to Clearwater now, where a Florida man is charged with threatening to blow up his neighbor. Why? Here's the story from WFLA-TV. Let's take a listen into their report here.
If we can. Numerous times. My wife can't lay out back and sunbathe because he'll pull up a chair and start taking pictures of her.
Ryan Ferry is at his wit's end. He recently threw a surprise birthday party for his wife in his backyard and hung lights on his side of his neighbor's fence.
He started complaining about the lights later on that evening about it, and it went downhill from there.
That neighbor, Ken Nielsen, called 911.
Lights up on my fence. I'm sick of these dumb mother.
While officers were en route, he let the dispatcher know he was capable of handling the situation himself.
Do you have any weapons?
I got a ton of weapons. I got hand grenades. I'll blow them out of the ground.
Oh, that's a bad neighbor.
Okay. Entering the county jail, he's now facing a charge of threatening to discharge a destructive device after making those statements on a recorded call. He has since bonded out of jail, but no one answered the door at his home. Eight on Your Side discovered in 2016 police arrested Nielsen for assaulting another neighbor because he was running a pressure washer while Nielsen was trying to watch the...
Oh, it just stopped.
What were you trying to watch?
The Olympics. I understand it.
For assaulting another neighbor. Because he was running a pressure washer while Nielsen was trying to watch the Olympics. Ferry tells me this situation is too much to handle.
We're fixing it up and we're finishing up the house and we're going to end up moving. We
should have put this on the news.
No.
Yeah,
because this guy is going to shoot somebody one of these days. Like, he's falling into madness.
If you've got a neighbor who threatened to blow you up, you don't go to the news.
No.
Don't go to the news.
You put it up for sale. Yes. Okay, it's a wonderful
beautiful
place.
House. Love it. Great. Yeah.
Neighbors that is true. Are great.
That neighbor's going to be a factor in their sale.
Yes.
I'm not sure, though.
Yeah.
Who are these people?
Oh, yes, Matt. They're not Matt.
Not everybody's thinking, you know.
Well, I did do the interview in just his socks outside.
Yeah, he did.
Sure.
Yeah.
I didn't notice that.
Very much so.
Black socks. Yeah.
Black socks outside. No shoes.
It is crazy to
he's
be like.
Great, he's in great shape.
I can't hear speed skating. I'm getting my grenades.
Yep.
I'm getting my grenades. I'm going to blow them up.
God, be thankful you don't have a neighbor who wants to blow you up.
Right.
Yes. Right?
Yeah. That's a weird weapon to go to, right?
It sure is. To just have.
Yeah.
It's weird to even have it.
They put lights on their side of the fence.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't even do anything. And did you see he had a camera pointed right in their backyard?
Yeah.
That shouldn't be allowed.
No.
No.
That's super creepy. I would be doing something with that camera.
Yeah. He's a little...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
Someone I know had that. They had a neighbor who was... not right, and they had a camera pointed into their backyard. Mm. And they did call the cops, and they said there's unfortunately nothing you can nothing do about it. It's on their property.
Yep. They're surveilling their area.
Right.
Yep.
That is messed up.
And they have a privacy fence, these people, but it's not high
enough.
It's
on the top of the guy's roof.
Yeah, so you can't.
Well, it's his. It's that old guy's fence, he said.
Oh,
so that's why he was upset that you like attached something to it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so it was their side of his fence. Yeah, but once you put up the fence,
that's the thing, right? Isn't it everybody's fence?
And you share it.
Yeah, if it goes right up to the edge of your property,
then
it should be like, I don't know how all that works, though.
Generally, when you're going to put a fence in, you kind of talk to the different neighbors, and then you find out who the cool neighbors are and who the ones that aren't, because sometimes everyone sort of pitches in a little bit, you know, or they'll be like, oh, well, this part's going to be mine, or if they're going to attach to your fence later on, they'll be like, hey, I understand I'm attaching your fence. I want to just throw you
is it cool?
This, you know, and it's generally it'll be like, I don't care. Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
But
and his wife, when she goes out to sunbathe, he'll pull up a chair and start taking pictures of her.
Can't you tell? The guy's a disaster, guys. He's a disaster.
He was going to throw grenades at him.
Yeah.
Right. Of course he's looking at his wife sunbathing.
Yeah.
If they need help with this guy, call me. I'll come sunbathe.
No, yeah, exactly. Sunbathe
for your neighbor. You want to show
up? You'll get grenades.
Yeah,
you'll get a shower of grenades.
He'll blow you up, James.
That's a funny anti-bird business. Like, James, just send James to where, like, girls are getting peeped at.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
You guys got a peep around the prowl? Call me. I'll get rid of them. I'll give you something to peep at.
And someone said, realtor here, you have to disclose if there are neighbors or reasons you are moving. The new buyer could sue the seller if they don't.
Hmm. You have to disclose that?
Not in Michigan, you don't.
That's a Michigan realtor.
I didn't have to disclose anything.
That's what they said.
Well, like, you know what?
Like
you didn't have any kind of like a real feud. You didn't have great neighbors. You had the RC controller dudes.
Yeah, they were gone by that time.
Oh, okay. No, but I'm just saying, like, did you have anything?
It wasn't the reason you left.
No.
There, right?
No.
Yeah. So I think that's what they're saying. If that's the reason you're moving, then you have to disclose that.
You might just be like a neighbor feud that's light, but probably if cops got involved at some point, you might have to disclose.
Okay, so like this situation, like this Clearwater guy, all they'd have to do is pull up this news report and go, hey, you never disclosed this.
Right.
And now we can see you because we have to deal with bomb man.
There were threats made and things, you know.
That's why you don't go to the news.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
You just keep it quiet.
Like you said, he was wearing socks.
Yeah.
I know. Just socks on.
This guy said,
he's in great shape. She's in great shape.
This guy kind of did the James.
Not upstairs.
No. He said, I had a neighbor with a camera pointed in my yard. He removed it after I started strutting around nude in the backyard. I'm a heavier set dude.
Good work. Good work. Virtual fist bump to that guy.
Yeah, because I wonder if he would, like, watch it.
Yeah, but, oh, my God, there's a nude man. Like, if I had to, I would walk naked in my backyard and take a dump right on camera. I'm like, whatever I got to do to get this guy.
Oh, my God, you would.
My goodness.
Get the camera gone.
Imagine if, like, your old house, James, that people would have to disclose. Well, there's this man who likes to still blow in his thong at times.
Yeah. That would be amazing if I found out that had to be disclosed by the neighbors. Oh, that's my incredible. God.
I think you have to disclose if you're James' neighbor.
I
think that one might actually
work. That's on the books. That's on the books.
Yeah, I'm really bringing the property values down.
Didn't you construct things in your
Yeah, I had a giant wooden penis. Yeah. I had a giant wooden penis in my backyard.
Right.
And then I had people over to, like, debut it. I blasted the Space Odyssey soundtrack as smoke filled the backyard and the garage door slowly opened. Then I came out on the giant wooden penis and a man thong and a luchador mask with a megaphone yelling at my friends.
There's my neighbor James.
That's a long disclosure that somebody'd have to put in.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, he went to city hall meetings and things.
Yeah,
like,
so they wanted the sex doll brothel in my neighborhood.
Yeah, you did.
I wanted it in my neighborhood.
Yep. They're aware of James.
Yeah, you have to disclose if you're James Campbell's neighbor.
That's why I was stoked to find out there's somebody that in my old neighborhood now that's carrying on the trend because they're trying to sell a house and there's somebody with a gimp in the
pictures.
Yeah, so there's somebody else in the neighborhood that is continuing the gimp tradition. I don't know who it is, where they are. They live a couple blocks away from where I was living, but somebody had commented because I shared like a realtor link, like somebody's selling a house right in my neighborhood, old neighborhood, and there's pictures of a guy in a gimp mask hiding in the background.
Yep.
And I was like, oh my God, I wrote like a blog about it. And people were like, oh yeah, that's where I live. That house is crazy. They're partying all the time. All this crazy stuff's happening. And I'm like, Thank God. Somebody's carrying on the tradition.
Yeah. What are the chances of having two people in that same neighborhood?
Oh, I know. I like to think that I influenced.
I do,
you're
too.
You're the start. Yeah, I do, too. You're like the trendsetter.
Yeah, I started that trend in that neighborhood.
This person said, we had a neighbor who put a camera in his window facing my hot tub.
Mm-mm.
Had him on camera coming up my porch while I was gone, and my wife was at home alone. I took care of that real fast.
Good.
Yeah.
You take care of that.
I wonder what that means.
I don't know what that means.
I don't think he went further for a reason.
Yep.
I think they had a heated conversation.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just watch your neighbors.
Yeah.
Because you could get Mr. Bone.
My neighbors were pretty cool. I was the bad neighbor for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, I was there like, oh, God, look, he's having a weird week again.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
What happened to a Florida man who paid for a full contact experience with a leopard?
Can I take a... I don't even want to guess.
Let's just say it wasn't great.
No.
Yeah, leopards
he
are
got
pretty
that big. Full contact he was after.
Maybe don't do full contact leopard experiences in someone's backyard zoo.
Mm. Oh.
Oh, boy.
My backyard zoo?
Has several goof-ups.
Yep.
Yep.
In South Florida, here's the story now from WPLG-TV. Let's take a listen into their report.
Photos show a victim's bandaged head and ear after he was mauled by a
leopard. Oh, boy. That's what they do.
Wildlife Conservation
it's big. There's a big cat.
The attack happened in an enclosure behind this Davy home on Ernest Boulevard, August 31st.
Nice place.
The man who lives here, Michael Podgy, has a Facebook page saying he runs a sanctuary endangered animals. This video shows Podgy petting a black leopard on a kitchen counter.
Good girl.
Another video shows him inside the leopard enclosure playing with what he explains is a female leopard. Investigators say Podgy charged 50-year-old Dwight Turner, seen here, $150 for a, quote, full contact experience with his black leopard to, quote, play with it, rub its belly, and take pictures. FWC's report says once the man walked inside the enclosure, the leopard attacked.
Yeah.
The injury so severe, the report says the man's scalp was, quote, hanging from his head. His right ear was torn in half.
Mm. Hello, everyone. I'm Michael Podgy.
Authorities say Podgy, seen here in a YouTube video trying to sell little monkeys, was charged for allowing full contact with an extremely dangerous animal and was cited for maintaining captive wildlife in an unsafe condition.
That thing.
That's awful.
That is.
That thing wants to climb trees and run around.
And the victim's attorney, again, his office is right here. He says that whole experience was illegal, so any waiver that he may have signed before interacting with that leopard is completely void. He's now seeking damages, seeking compensation for his client's pain and suffering. Now, as the story develops, we will keep you updated. But that's the latest live in Fort Lauderdale. Syra Onward, Local 10 News.
Yeah, I mean, you should have opted to pet the little baby monkeys. You know, why go panther?
Much different. Imagine. I mean, the guy's got to take some responsibility, right?
Definitely.
You paid for a full contact leopard, you alone in a cage with a leopard in someone's backyard experience.
Yeah, it's kind of on you too.
At the same time, you have to understand, people are dumb. People are very, very stupid. And so you're on Facebook, and people believe that everything on Facebook is real. This guy's saying, hey, fully safe. You can come and pet the leopard. You can be in there. Nothing will happen, blah, blah, blah. What he's offering is illegal for you to do. If you don't realize that something is illegal for you to do, like, oh, well, why would you even offer it if it's not elite? Like, I understand, like, this guy is screwed too, this backyard.
Well, yeah, he should be.
He should be in big trouble too. Just because this poor big guy with now no scalp
Yeah. Well, he thought it was he signed papers and things, so he thought there was an air of responsibility there.
Exactly.
On the owner's part of the panther or whatever.
And the thing is, you would think that if you were going to get in there with any kind of animal like that, that you, maybe you would have to go there a couple times. The animal would have to, like, sniff you out, get used to you a little bit. Because this thing just
went
right for his brain.
Mm-hmm. And now he looks like a mummy.
He looks like a mummy. There's not much left of his head.
No, I mean, a leopard got it.
No, for sure.
Yeah. He works. He's like, this is where I do it. And it's
just, okay, I just walk right in. And
it's my fat. It's going right for my fat meat.
Yep. Oh, my God. All those head meats. It wants the tastiest of your meats. Do you know how juicy this part of my meats are?
Oh, my God.
The back of my head, so juicy, delicious meat.
It's all kind of, I'm well marbled all over.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Very well marbled.
I wonder what made the leopard trigger and attack the fat guy.
Probably just because.
He doesn't know him.
No, it's just a leopard.
It's like, dude, yeah. I'm a leopard. Are you serious? You look delicious.
Listen, house cats can get triggered.
Yeah.
You know, like, so I had Shadow and Wolfie. Okay, Shadow was a chill cat. Wolfie, you didn't know what Wolfie was going to show up that day. You came around the corner every once in a while, and he was like, no.
Yeah.
And he'd run, he'd chase after you, he'd run up your leg.
Well, that's, panthers got completely different instincts, too, and that,
yes.
That the man who owns it has messed with those instincts, so it's probably used to him.
Yep.
But to throw a big fat man in there, trying to give it a hug or whatever, I don't know.
Well, they're still in some ways, like, they have, like, a pride, right? I don't know if leopards are the same way. Are they solo?
They're solo. That leopard's life is awful because he's got it in a tiny cage, and the thing wants to climb trees.
It's horrible. And
I'm amazed that's legal. That should not be legal. You shouldn't be, like, he's in a residential home. He has leopards in his backyard.
Is it legal?
It's Florida. I'm not a fan of these people that... No.
Not at all.
I mean, obviously, like, all those, a lot of those little places have sprung up in Florida, though, so it has to be legal on some level.
Why are they?
They never said anything that it was an illegal operation.
No, it's not an illegal operation. What was illegal was just him allowing the full contact thing with, like, strangers going in
there. I think the enclosure wasn't an approved enclosure.
Well, no. It would look like it was made of.
I mean,
I think what they said, they weren't approved for him to do that in that enclosure.
Okay.
Right? Like, he wasn't allowed to have a full contact experience.
Right.
That was illegal. God, he's got hundreds of, he hasn't taken any of his social media down. There's mainly his big thing is selling monkeys, little baby monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
So Florida has, like, a lot more loose exotic animal stuff, apparently.
Yeah.
Yep. But I can't find any of, like, it's just monkey videos. That's some sort of exotic cat there.
He made a reality show pilot.
Oh my God.
He has a lot of subscribers too.
It's up and on.
The Extraordinary Exotic Animal Show is what he called it.
That's a terrible name.
It's got a real catchy intro too.
Go to sleep right away.
Yeah.
That hawk is ready to kill him.
Yeah.
After he shares the room with the dogs.
All right, he gets along with everybody?
You're not mic'd up very well.
No.
Oh, my. Yeah, that's a lynx.
A lynx.
That lynx is like, I'm going to kill.
There's his dinner.
They're going to put a goat right by a lynx?
Oh, that lynx.
He's
like, oh my God, I'm going to eat those things first.
Can you imagine?
They're not buddies at all, you dumbass.
Do you think he's just waiting to stop a giant fight?
Look at that's already the goat's like, are you serious?
Get me down.
Don't you know that's a lynx?
But these animals live in the house. They're their family. They're their pets.
That's the goat. That's the sound the goat made.
So many humans are disappointing. Very disappointing.
Yeah, you got that right.
Bigger portion of them are disappointing than not.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because
that goat shouldn't be there.
No, goat was like, I can't even deal with them.
And they're on a countertop.
Yeah, I'm kitchen. On a countertop. I've got hooves.
Help.
I love the sound of a worried goat.
Oh my God, that's a lynx. You're so dumb.
This guy's got camels.
He's got camels. His backyard, it must be bigger than I thought, because it looked like just a regular house in the front.
I just think about the quality of life for those animals.
Yeah.
And the lynx must be gone now, because you don't see, like...
You don't see him or the goat either.
No, goat's gone. We know that. He thought they were friends.
Right. I miss out my friend.
You miss one feeding of that lynx, and that goat's gone.
Oh, yeah. The goat, or the lynx already, when the goat was like right beside it, the lynx was like, this looks tasty.
Oh, God. I am full. It's too bad. I'm so full.
Like, he just tasted my back fat. It's interesting because of all the crazy things I've done in my life, animal experiences have never been on my list.
Yeah. You know,
I don't want any up close and personal.
No, you wanted to do a safari, though.
Well, yeah, but that's in the wild.
Okay.
Right?
So you don't want one of those.
I'm not going to like Joe Exotic. I want like natural environment.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Animals in the setting they should be in.
Right.
And watching from a distance.
I mean, like, I'll go to a zoo. Like, I think a zoo is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Although there's like, you know, it's not the greatest.
Yeah, probably. There's like upsides and downsides, right?
Yeah, but I mean, that's about it. I would never go to one of these backyard things.
No.
A lot of people are saying the big guy who got attacked probably smelled like KFC or chicken wings.
Oh, I just got done with a bucket of chicken. Is that going to come into play here with this pandemic?
You can really smell the garlic from last night just really coming off my skin. So hopefully that doesn't...
Who knows what it was, but that leopard was not happy. Ripped his scalp
my
off.
My scalp!
And half his ear off his head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ear ripped in half.
It's not going to look the same.
It's a leopard. No, he's not. Did you see how he was bandaged up?
Yeah.
Like the Invisible Man.
Yes. It was crazy. I'd like an interview with him. I couldn't find an interview with him.
He's probably been told, shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't
his lawyer, say his lawyer wouldn't let him speak.
Right.
Probably, but
he's like, it turns out you should not try to hug leopards.
Right, because that guy's probably one of the dumbest guys on Facebook.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come on.
Pet a leopard, you say? Hey, can we get pet a leopard? Rub its belly. Rub its belly.
Wow, that thing's big.
Why does it look so angry? There's lizards in the air. I just can't retain them.
The picture's nuts. The picture is nuts.
It is.
He looks like some sort of creature bandaged up.
Yeah.
That's just his head now.
Total invisible man.
Look how big it goes behind him.
Wouldn't you love to know how many stitches he got?
Well, I don't know.
It must have been hundreds.
So they might have had to skin graft his scalp or
back
something.
On. Because that's way bigger than his head should be.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure. The amount wrapped around there.
Because it wouldn't be just like one cut. It would be like a mouth. Right? So it'd be like just all of the teeth ripping at...
It scalped him.
Yeah, it scalped him.
And so it was hanging down. And, I mean,
it's probably sideways.
Yeah.
It's pretty tiny.
It's not nice.
Mm. It's still pretty sore.
The cat was pretty mean to me.
I didn't get to rub its belly.
We're off to England now, where a drunk driver who got out of a drunk driving conviction by saying his girlfriend just died was busted. After the cops went to his house and she opened the door.
Oh, my God, a miracle.
Like, what do you say in front of the cops?
She's back! Oh, my God. I don't know what happened there. She's praise him.
Praise him.
Praise his holy name.
Yeah, so this story, this driver dodged a ban by pretending his girlfriend had died. He has now been jailed for perjury after she answered the door to stunned police officers. 40-year-old Graham Nelson was sobbing in his car while claiming he only got behind the wheel because his partner had begged him for help. He was let off with an absolute discharge and allowed to keep his license.
Wow.
But a suspicious clerk at the court went, something's not adding up here. The court heard that he was pulled over about 1:27 in the morning. Prosecutor said he blew a 0.77. He made no mention of any medical emergency until his first appearance before the court. He claimed the woman who suffered from cystic fibrosis had since died. He denied driving with excess alcohol previously, despite convictions for drinking and driving. He said his partner called him as she couldn't breathe, and he was unable to get a taxi, so he decided he had to drive to her house. He was visibly upset and crying during the hearing, convincing the court, who said he should seek counseling. So they gave him an absolute discharge, and they waived the mandatory disqualification. When the clerk studied her notes, though, she spotted photos of the medication submitted in support of his case, showed a prescription date several weeks after he claimed his partner had died.
Like she was getting medication after she died. Don't let a woman see a photo.
That's right. Lisa, Lisa's working in the court.
Wait a second here. Hold on a minute.
Don't let a woman see a photo. Wait a second.
Never let a woman see a photo.
Look in the very far back. There's some pills. Can we zoom in on those? Those are 6 weeks newer.
Case closed.
Case closed.
Guy's absolute fraud.
A chicks will find out everything.
Everything. Mm-hmm.
Look, wait a second. There's a glass on the table. There's a reflection in the glass on the table. There's a woman there.
So that court clerk mentioned it to the investigating officers. They then went on and checked and realized no death had been registered for his partner. So they thought, well, we got to go check the house. They visited the address, and she opened the door alive and well. When they asked him why he lied, he said he would have lost his car and his job. So he panicked into coming up with this story. Now he faces much stricter punishment. I'm going to show you the pictures of this couple if I can bring them up here because he is there. She looks like a scary Adele.
Well, that's no good.
I know. And he's, to me, he's under suspicion. I thought I sent this story to myself, but son of a bitch. Maybe I didn't. Could you please bear with me? We'll be with you momentarily here on David.
It's my girlfriend. My girlfriend.
Dude, that's funny. Meet like two buddies.
Yeah. Meet my girlfriend. His name's Andy.
My girlfriend Chuck.
I have a grill and I smoke him meat.
We grill out together. We should do a YouTube channel called The Grill Friend. Two girlfriends.
Never, it'll fix it. It'll fix it.
No. Well. There he is.
Yeah,
there
I'm trying to see here which one it is. There's Scary Adele. Doesn't she look like a Scary Adele?
It's jokery, yeah.
They both look like they have CGI faces.
Filtered, yeah.
Yeah.
Time.
But I think there may be more going on with this guy here. I don't know.
Oh, geez.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, because only that guy dates that girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Only that guy dates that girl.
I love how you look like a super scary Adele.
Yeah.
Don't you think there's more to the story here?
Definitely.
Come on.
Oh, my God. Look at this. She's shaped like a pineapple. And,
yeah. He's like a gay David Beckham.
So, David Beckham.
David Beckham.
Yeah, that's a wild couple.
There's a lot. Mm-hmm. I think maybe he wanted her to die. That was secretly somewhere back in his head.
I'll say this. I bet they are the best of friends. I really do. I bet they are the best of friends.
She's so made up.
And she goes shopping with him, and he loves to get all of those wild outfits for her and dress her up all the ways he wishes. And
her eyebrows are crazy.
They are crazy.
His eyebrows are no picnic either.
He clearly
is a well-groomed man.
He plucks them all around, you know?
I'm still laughing about girlfriends.
So he did get out of it at first, but then they found out his beard/girlfriend was still alive, and so now they've decided that he's got to pay the price for that.
Yeah,
lie.
I broke up with my girlfriend.
Can't say one wrong word.
I didn't even say it. I typed it.
No,
I typed
it's
it.
Just too great of an idea.
That's a happy accident.
Yeah,
happy accident.
Girlfriends. That's my grill friend, Chuck.
That's my ex-grill friend.
I love the show. I just love that show idea.
It's perfect.
My grill friend.
Oh, here comes James, my ex-grill friend.
What are you? You messing around with another grill friend?
Listen, James, you know I had to move on from you.
He's my grill friend now.
No, he'll always be my grill friend.
What's the definition of
wait
a grill
second,
friend
wait,
again?
Wait two dudes a, that grill.
Two dudes that grill with a grill.
Yeah.
But nobody, they grill together.
Nobody makes a spicier wiener on the grill than
guys,
my grill
guys,
friend.
Guys. Listen.
Yeah.
I just upgraded my grill.
Oh.
I think there's room for all of us.
Oh, my God.
Is there room for two wieners in this grill friend relationship?
You got it.
We're going to be polyamorous.
Pulled pork amorous.
But yeah, pulled pork amorous.
Yep.
Grill friends.
I like
grill
it.
Grill friends.
I like there the idea.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Before taking over her older sister's basement bedroom, Colleen Cameron had to do a deep clean. She said her sister is a pig.
Okay.
She's filthy. 4 hours it took to get through all the filth her sister left behind. But the most shocking discovery was dozens of plastic water bottles filled with pee.
Oh, my God. That sucks. You find that out about your family member.
Now, if there's a little bit of relief here, the bottles weren't courtesy of her sister, but rather her sister's boyfriend.
Oh, well, he's great.
He yeah. was too lazy to walk upstairs to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So he just pissed in bottles. But the sister did make the choice to stash the piss-filled bottles under her bed and behind furniture and then just leave it there. Here's
what she said to me. She said, "You're playing."
Nah, I don't know what the song says, but really I'm just showing you the footage of her.
She's not a very clean person.
Oh, no.
Look how many pee bottles are under the bed. I don't even know what that is. What is that?
That's old drink.
That's old drink.
Old drink. Yeah, probably milk. That's an old milk.
Look at all the pee bottles, you guys.
Yeah, I wouldn't be in there touching any of this.
Oh, my God.
This chick's insane for being in there.
Is it her house or something?
Yeah, she's moving into that room.
Oh.
Her sister moved out.
Oh, the smell in that
room. Thank God her sister moved out. She is...
She's nasty.
Very nasty.
The boyfriend's no good either.
Imagine how that smelled. Even though they were in bottles, closed bottles still, it's got a smell down there.
I like this girl and her cleaning ability, though.
Yeah. No, she's doing a good job. She's going to live there. She's got to be clean. Imagine if Lisa had to take over that room.
Oh, my God. I mean,
just torch it and
you
start
just don't
new.
Even. You don't even walk in that room. Look at that room, Lisa. You don't even walk into it.
No.
She left for college, and she took over her bedroom, and that's when she made the disgusting find of...
Oh, my.
But, I mean, she'd be... her sister's got to be pissed, right? This is all over the internet now.
Well, maybe, yeah, but...
That's
like,
what you get when you got a case of water underneath your bed with... Full of pee.
Exactly.
Bottles are full of pee instead of water.
Oh, that's so gross. Mm. Your sister's guy is an animal. You can't be bothered to
not
walk
everybody
upstairs.
Everybody gets a great one.
No, it's true. It's absolutely true. But that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, it's giving me the heebie-jeebies because I don't think she has gloves. Like, she's not wearing gloves. She's just picking everything up and, like, and just... cleaning. I'd have to be in full hazmat gear to deal with this guy's mess.
But the after was nice.
Yeah, it looks good.
She did a great job. Yeah, like I said, her cleaning ability is she loves to clean.
Mm.
She's a steam cleaner down there. Really get that carpet clean.
she does. Yeah, because it's not clean.
Oh, that's so gross.
Ooh.
Have you ever made a nasty discovery? We're going to talk about this briefly here on the Dave and Chuck Lines. What was your nasty discovery? 1-855-954-6969. Toll free. 1-855-954-6969. You can text us at 46969. Your nasty discovery. Because there's another lady who's going viral with her story, but it's about her boyfriend. She said, 21-year-old woman, horrified, her nasty discovery, her boyfriend doesn't need to wipe.
What does that mean?
Doesn't need?
Is he...
I wouldn't need to if I wanted to just have abscesses all over my body.
Nobody needs to.
Well, yeah. This all started when she was reading a story online. She found a story about a girl whose guy doesn't wipe after taking a dump and leaves streaks in his undies. She was laughing about it with her boyfriend, and that's when he said, "What are you laughing about?" He said, I don't need to wipe. If you take in enough fiber, you don't need to wipe. At first, she thought he might be just playing around with her, but then he brought home some fiber supplements for her, presumably to help her poop function enough that she wouldn't have to wipe either. And as she got more repulsed, he doubled down by saying, well, you're lucky I chip in for the cost of toilet paper because I don't use it. And they don't have a bidet either, she clarified.
Yeah, so this guy, he pinches it off, or he doesn't pinch it off. He just lets nature take its course. And then...
he's got no remains.
He's saying he claims he has no remains.
He claims he has no remains.
And listen.
But there was skid marks?
Well, that was in the story that she was reading to him.
Oh, I see.
You just have to know that, every once in a while you'll have one where you're like, huh.
It's pretty easy cleanup.
That was an easy clean.
Yeah.
But they're not always like that.
And
even if you have a ton of fiber.
Even if you think you had an easy clean,
you should probably still
make sure.
Get back there, Mike.
It's to the point where she's so grossed out at the thought of a stray butt nugget lingering there that only had sex twice since he told her this, and she wasn't even turned on.
Listen, if I told a chick this and I managed to still have sex with her twice, I feel like I'm winning. I don't know how I've had sex twice. I told you I don't wipe my butt, and you've still had sex with me twice. I must be incredible.
I just assume
that would be a deal breaker.
I'm so disgusting. Like, I can't ever talk about my poops or anything. Like,
it's probably a topic to stay away from.
Yeah. If I have sex again, it'll be a miracle.
It's a healthy attitude.
What was your...
Thanks, girlfriend.
No problem, girlfriend.
Let me tell you about my girlfriend. Tom's in Westland.
Take a look at my girlfriend.
Hi, Tom.
Penis.
Penis to you. You just discovered something last night?
Oh. So I have a Ring doorbell, and I get notifications of happenings in the neighborhood. And somebody had posted about somebody sitting on their jack-o'-lanterns on their front porch. And they actually posted part of the video on it happening.
Like they put the pumpkin stem up their butt?
Yes.
They're kind of spiny.
He sent us the video. You sent us the video.
I did.
I'm going to turn the volume off.
I was just going to ask you to send the video, so I'm glad you did that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, here we go.
Okay, here we go. Oh, he's not as covered up as you'd wish.
Does he not realize there's a Ring doorbell there?
Nope.
So he goes pumpkin pegging at night?
Prepare to peg. So he's currently... It cuts off before he does anything. But he actually inserted the pumpkin stem into his rear?
Yes, I actually asked on the forum because it's kind of like Reddit. You can ask questions and whatnot. I asked him, I said, where's the rest of the video? They said, it's inappropriate. I said, not on the radio.
Yeah.
So this guy inserted a stranger's pumpkin in his ass?
Better a stranger's than your own.
I mean, you wouldn't want your own pumpkin?
Well, your own pumpkin's near and dear to you.
Yeah, exactly. And I might have to grab him. Oh. And I like to grab him by the stem.
All right, Tom. Thanks for sharing, dude. It's
disturbing.
That is... why is he... okay, obviously, is that like the ultimate hatred? So what is it? Is he a sex pervert or is he getting revenge?
Sex pervert.
Mm-hmm.
You think some of those things look too desirable.
There's a crazy curve on them.
Some of them. Some guys like a curve.
Well, he's got track pants on, so he could easily just whip those down.
Well, that's just the soft life. I'm not holding that against
him. Oh, now we know why you're into the soft life.
Yeah, now you figured it out. And I do love a pumpkin with a nice long stem.
Yeah, you do.
I think it makes a pumpkin a better choice
to
buy.
Pumpkin size queen.
I hate when the pumpkin thing is broken.
You don't buy that one, usually.
You don't buy that one. You buy one with a nice size to it.
Like a good stem?
Yeah. Like a good stem.
Prepare to be pumpkin pegged.
Pumpkin pegged.
My God. I never, in all the things that I thought could happen on my front porch, someone shoving my pumpkin stem up their ass was way low on the list.
You don't think you got to worry about it?
Would you know?
No,
I don't think
you'd
even know, huh?
If someone had done it?
Yeah.
No, unless it's on your ring.
Yeah.
But outside of that,
I thought we cleaned the dirt off this pumpkin.
Oh, no.
It's covered in brown again.
It's manure on it.
Ooh, it smells.
Ooh, pumpkin's going rotten.
Yeah, you don't get, after it's out there, you don't get close enough to it.
No,
like,
you don't.
Literally just, after that, you're just tossing it out.
I placed that thing down and it's been there.
Maybe you just open it up to light it.
Oh, man.
I don't even
carve it. I just left it. I'm going to throw it in the field and let the deers eat it.
So we're talking about your nasty discovery. Someone said my roommate couldn't find his keys, so I went back to help him look. I opened a drawer in his nightstand, and I found a Coke bottle that was obviously used for butt stuff.
Yep.
Well, how obviously?
Obviously. Was it covered in a condom?
There was
there was barnacles.
It was
covered in...
Dave's got to put it together.
Yeah.
Some love nugs.
Oh, yeah.
Background love nugs all over the bottle.
I just don't go there. I don't let my brain go there.
I know. It's cute.
And like
it's
Chuck,
cute.
The devil on my shoulder goes there.
Yeah, it's cute that you don't.
Anal barnacles.
Oh,
it's endearing. It's endearing.
It's endearing.
James went right to barnacles. And love nugs.
Love nugs. He says.
Yeah, love nugs. Steve, your nastiest discovery.
Prepare to peg.
Pumpkin.
Yeah. Pumpkin. I'm sorry, guys.
The pumpkins are here.
Peg.
Okay. Okay. The peg is gone.
Yeah.
Go.
All right. Yep. About year 2000, whole family moves out except my brother. He ends up buying the house. Jump ahead 3 years. I move back in with him. So I go there, and the bathroom is covered in red mold.
Red.
So for 3 years, I'm guessing he never touched the bathroom.
I've never even seen red mold.
That's just a lack of cleaning mold.
Red mold?
Yeah. Red mold all over the bathroom. Toilet, sinks, shower, everywhere.
My God.
That's gross.
Guess who ended up cleaning it?
Yeah, for sure. Red mold, even though it's unsightly, they say the mold itself is usually harmless. So that's the good news about
just
red mold.
It looks disgusting.
Yeah. If you're in good health, if you're sensitive or allergic to mold, exposure can cause problems, but otherwise it's not like...
Let's look at a photo of it. Look at images of it.
Red mold.
Well, that's just zoomed in, huh? Ooh, but like, you see that one bathroom? Oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Look at that shower.
Nope.
God, how do you live with red mold?
You just don't care, you know?
Do you remember,
don't care.
Everyone have a memory of the dirtiest houses they've ever been in?
100%.
Me too.
Mine was...
It sticks with you.
A guy at my dad's work years ago said that he could use his cabin. Like, we were looking for a place to go, family vacation, and we had relatives coming from Ireland, and this guy my dad worked with, who I'd never even heard of, said, yeah, take my cabin for the week. We got there. First of all, my mom and my aunt cleaned for 7 hours. We weren't allowed to enter it for 7 hours because they were like, it's disgusting!
They went out,
they bought a ton of stuff. We spent one night there, and they were like, screw it.
Yeah.
Then they went and found another place for us to rent.
It was that bad.
It was like the cabin of horrors.
It gets to a point where it's uncleanable.
The beds were sagging. It was so gross. And they cleaned, like they said... It has never been cleaned.
Yeah.
Never.
Yep. Like they had the layer of filth they took off the top of the fridge. That obviously, it's just never been cleaned in years and years.
Yeah.
But that's how they started there. My poor mom and aunt. They started their vacation with 7 hours of deep cleaning.
That's a horrible start.
What sucks is that they did all that work and then it was still wasn't enough.
No, like, because
just should have made the call
so grossed
right
out.
Then.
Everyone was getting into the beds. They washed all the bedding, but they're still gross. Like the mattresses, when they pulled the
bedding back. Ooh,
yeah, no.
So many periods.
What?
I still have a memory. I was like 11 or 12. I still have a memory of it to this day.
Like someone's crotch
can't
was murdered.
Get those periods out of my head. Speaking of that, I cleaned the room after my nephew and his girlfriend squatted in it for a year. And she would take out her tampons, apparently, and stuff them between the bed and the wall. She did it, apparently, for quite some time.
Oh, my God.
That's not what you do with those.
That's not what I do with them.
I know that about you. You're my girlfriend.
Marinade. Someone said, I used to have a roommate that would vomit into glasses after a night of hard drinking and then just leave the vomit-filled glasses wherever he was for me to find the next day.
Mm. That's pretty revolting.
Yeah.
Boy.
Wow.
Just throw up in the
toilet. Yeah. There. Dennis is in Boston. Hi, Dennis.
Puke is something else.
Hey.
Nastiest discovery.
I used to do insulation, and I had to go up into a crawl space, and I started going in, looked around the corner, and there was a pile of dirty underwear full of poop.
Oh, my God. So I just, when that happened, they threw him in the attic.
Throw him in the attic every time he cracked himself?
Oh, my God.
Yep.
It was a children's room, and the kid must have just threw his dirty underwear around the corner.
Oh, my God. How many? How many if you had to guess?
At least a half a dozen.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, you're too ashamed to let your parents know you crapped yourself.
As a child and an adult.
Right. As a grown man, finding half a dozen pair of your soiled panties would be tough.
You know, it's crazy because I remember the most disgusting house I ever went into, and it was a girl that I was, like, seeing and then went into her home. And she had said, oh, you know, like some couple of the rooms are pretty messy. It's almost like she would choose like one room was going to be a disaster. And then so everything just got moved into that room.
Right.
And I was like, okay, that room that's nasty. Now I'm a nasty guy anyway. So I was kind of like, okay, I understand like some mess. But then I went into the kitchen and every dish was in there and there was a tree.
Oh yeah, that's
the tree growing out of the
remember that.
There was a tree? Yeah.
There was a tree growing out of one of the pots. Like something had a seed
that germinated
and it germinated into some like leftover pasta or something and was growing and it was like this tall.
Huh.
And what did I do?
What did
I do? I cleaned it all.
Wow.
Oh man.
Look at you.
Yep. And that was dumb.
All right, one more quick call here. Hi, Bobby.
Yes.
Good morning. Thanks for reaching out from Milwaukee. Tell us about the nastiest thing you discovered.
All right, so I'm going to try my hardest not to swear because I know you guys.
Uh-oh.
Yes, do not. We can't accept swearing.
Yes, I understand. So this was quite a while ago, and I was hooking up with a lady, and, you know, everything's going great and stuff. And, I mean, I think her extremely hairy nipples should have tipped me off.
Oh, gosh. Like,
where did you meet her?
It's like for anonymity, I'm just going to say, you know, like fine. Around town.
Okay.
Know?
But you did tell Jason where she worked, apparently.
Yes. She was an assistant manager at Cinnabon.
Okay. I think that's an important part of the show.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's quite important, So anyway, I mean, they were so hairy that, like, basically the hairs wrapped around the areola.
Wait a second,
the hairs
what?
Were so long.
They would wrap? Yeah. She would wrap them? Or they would naturally wrap?
They were in a circle. Like, it was like a circle of hair.
This woman had the circle of hair.
You got intoxicated by that Cinnabon.
Okay, so that's quite relevant, Lisa.
Yeah.
I mean, so I'm going to, you know, go downstairs, put my face in it, and I pull off these nice pink lacy Victoria's Secret, and it's probably like a 5 to 6 inch skid mark. I look down, and then I look up, and she has a horrified face. And I think the Cinnabon thing is just like probably has too much fat in her diet, so the fiber thing probably would help her.
Yeah.
Ah, well, I'm a little late on this.
Yeah.
It took me a while. I delayed John.
I was so shocked it took me a second to pull it together. Yeah. How would you rate her looks on a scale of 1 to 10?
Solid 8. I was
a solid 8 with a giant boob streak.
Yeah, but all that ice.
And the circle of hairy nipples.
All that ice, guys.
Yep.
That's unfortunate.
Well, if you have a diet full of Cinnabon, apparently
that shouldn't grow your nipple hair.
No, but you could have anal leakage.
Yeah, you could
have anal leakage. Your warning.
It's all that cinnamon and sugar.
Yeah. Well,
thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
Absolutely love the show.
All right, Bobby.
Listen to it for almost every day.
Sorry about your luck.
That's
unfortunate. Yeah, thank you for sharing.
I get a solid 8. I'm going downtown. I pull them
down.
Can
you guys understand something for just 1 second?
It looks like a swirl cinnamon bun down there.
If I find a solid 8 who works at Cinnabon, my life is complete.
That's all you need.
If I find an 8. But then she poops her pants.
Too good to be true.
No, girl.
Too good to be true.
I thought I had it all. I thought I had it all.
My Cinnabon queen.
Oh, that's tragic.
So you're going to get free Cinnabons all the time?
Oh, my.
You're
going
to get sex with an 8 all the time? You just have to get past her poopy ass and
a
her
single
hairy nipples.
Tear is trying to go down my face.
You can eat her Cinnabons anytime you want.
Yep. There's always a price to pay.
It's never perfect, guys.
Nothing's perfect.
It's not. What is a 104-year-old woman to do if she wants to visit family members but can't sit in a car for a long period of time?
Be pulled behind in a trailer.
Drone man.
Closer.
Get
a helicopter.
Helicopter, yeah.
Marguerite Hansen, who lives in a Denmark retirement home some 108 miles away from her son and her grandkids. I say her son. Her 82-year-old son.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And her grandkids opted the best way for her to go was by helicopter. Said it was just the fastest way to get there. I don't know what it cost, but it was worth the money. Grandson picked her up from her retirement home this week and drove her to a nearby field where a private helicopter was waiting. He lifted his grandmother into the aircraft and sat her next to the pilot.
How you doing?
And then the grandson sat in the back seat with a nurse.
Enjoying the Mile High Club.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I've always dreamed of it.
Jesus, 104.
Mile High Handy.
I asked the Wright brothers the same thing.
She's been around that long. She's been around that long.
Yeah.
The flight in northern Denmark took about an hour. 1 hour later, she saw her relatives' new houses from the sky and then visited with them on the ground before taking the chopper back home. She said the first ride was great, otherwise a little bumpy, but all in all, it was fine.
I enjoyed the bumps. I had a lesbian soiree with Amelia Earhart. Her trip around the world. I found her.
It's crazy to see my 82-year-old son.
Yep.
Come on, you're old.
Yeah.
He's just like, Mom!
Yep.
Here she is. Where? What? Where is she? Yeah.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.